Now, last week on the programme, Jen was talking about friendship and the times when your friends really stepped up for you. And as always, we're blown away by the reaction and really grateful when some of you came on and chatted about the moment where your friends have been there for you. Sinead spoke to Jen about her girlfriends who have been by her side during what has been a really difficult couple of years, which included the loss of her brother and the loss of her partner. During that chat, Jen asked how she was coping with her grief, and Sinead had this to say.
I'm getting there. I've done things like the grief retreats. I've been on a grief retreat with this amazing woman that runs an Instagram page called Grief Ireland, and it was the best thing I ever did for myself. I've met incredible women that know exactly what I'm going through. So now when I feel like, right, my friends don't quite understand that side of my grief, I have people to turn to.
So Sinead spoke so brilliantly, and she spoke really openly about how she's coping with her own grief. And we had to find out more about this grief retreat that helped her meet people who really understand. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in studio by the founder of the of Grief Ireland, Cathy Stritch. Cathy, how are you?
Hi, Afric. How are you?
I'm so delighted to have you in. You heard Sinead there and the full of praise about the grief retreat that she was on. Can you tell us a little bit about what a grief retreat is, first of all?
Sure. So I suppose I set up a page called Grief Ireland in November of 2020.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the purpose of it was to just kind of have a community, because I didn't really see it at the time. Mm. There wasn't a whole lot out there for generalized grief. I suppose there are pages, you know, where people focus on their child loss,
sure,
suicide, different types of grief. But I wanted just a community.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was shocked really at the need and the response. You know, I was overwhelmed with messages from people. And all this was during lockdown, you have to remember, when people
so
were at home,
yeah,
and they'd had no funerals. They'd go home to empty houses with no support.
Yeah.
So from, you know, the I suppose, success of the page, I started thinking, how can I get these people together?
Mm.
You know, there has to be a way that you can meet this lady who's messaging me saying, I lost my husband, and this other lady is messaging me. And I'm thinking, how do I get you together?
Yeah.
So that's really kind of where the idea for the retreats was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's because particularly during COVID, as you said, the funerals were so limited, and the people you would have around you, or the sort of support network you would have around you after a funeral or after a loss, was kind of non-existent, particularly if you were living on your own or you were living with one other person. Really difficult.
Sure.
So it kind of, it must have been the perfect time for something to kind of, like, something that you came up with to kind of take hold around that time.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a traumatizing time for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Lockdown. But if you think of the stories of people saying goodbye to their loved ones through windows in nursing homes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, you know, us as Irish, we love a good funeral.
Yeah.
We love the
really
ritual.
Do.
And it's really important to us. And
yeah,
that support and the community comes together. I know it really meant a lot to me. And so, you know, these people were at home, and not just them, but anyone who might be in, yeah, a grieving process.
Of course.
Whether they had a funeral or not.
Yeah.
But I think it was the perfect time. And I suppose the Instagram page, what I did first initially was do lives. You know, everyone was doing,
yes,
the live.
Yeah.
We're all at home watching the lives.
Absolutely.
So, you know, a lot of people came on and spoke to me and shared their stories, a bit like a podcast, but through Instagram.
Yeah.
And so I was conscious of people sitting at home, and they were tuning in, and they were getting so much out of it. So yeah, I suppose timing was everything there too.
Can I ask you, so you're a personal trainer for a day job.
Yes.
And so this is something you do kind of as an extra, the work with, you know, the work with grief retreats and that kind of stuff. What made you want to get involved in that initially?
So my brother-in-law passed away in 2015 following an accident. And then my sister, his wife, passed in 2017 following a brain tumour.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. So, you know, that was so huge in my life.
Yeah.
And grief just became a massive, massive part of my day-to-day life. They had two small children. You know, it was like a bomb,
yeah,
hit. But I suppose by the time lockdown came, I had really started to turn a corner a bit, and I just felt passionate about helping other people. And I know the loneliness, the darkness, the isolation of it, the taboo. Yeah. It's still quite taboo, grief in Ireland. Mm. So I suppose, you know, it was nothing to me to go and do that. Like it was a passion, even though it sounds a bit weird.
Yeah,
because
no,
it's
absolutely
dark and it's heavy. But
it doesn't sound weird to me at all because it's help. It's, you know, it's helping other people.
Yeah, I suppose when you understand it, when you've walked it, you know, you do tend to want to, and you know, you meet the most fabulous people.
Yeah.
People who have lost, you know, there's no airs or graces. They're just. They come as they are, and it's a great community.
Who then are the grief retreats for?
So they are for anyone, really. I suppose, again, it was really, I was thinking of my own sister when her husband passed. So she was alive for a year after he died.
Yeah.
And, you know, she used to tell me, nobody gets what I'm going through. You know, all her friends still had their husbands there. So it's impossible to understand what she was going through. So, you know, I see now ladies meeting on these retreats and they become friends. Mm. You know, I've got selfies off them where they're drinking wine together. And it's not all, you know, heavy and doom and gloom.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really for someone, I suppose, number one, who needs space. Because in day-to-day life, you know, life is busy. We don't have the space to sit down and cry if we need to. So it's someone who needs to look after themselves as well, to take the time away. Maybe they're busy and they've children and it's just all consuming. And to get away, I've had people that have recently been bereaved. I've had people who were bereaved 20 years ago.
Wow.
So it's for anyone and any type of loss.
Yeah. The what's interesting is, you know, about the way you say it's not always heavy, like these people who are meeting each other, like a friendship, what they have in common is loss at the very base, but then they'll find other things that they have in common as well, and a friendship will grow. Also, it must be helpful if you've lost your person, someone else has lost their person, they don't necessarily know anything about, you know, each other. It's, but that shared thing without having the very shared pain of having the same person, you know, the person in common die, that's interesting because people deal with it in different ways. And someone dealing with it in one way might help somebody deal with it, you know, some in their own personal loss.
Yeah, I think it's the.
Do you see that happen often? Like,
it's so, like I always say, grief is like a fingerprint. It's so unique.
Yeah.
To everyone, and even within a family structure, you know, I lost my sister, but then my relationship is different to anyone else in the family. So it's so unique.
Exactly.
But I think it's because the vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, you're really sharing a part that is so difficult and so. Complex.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, you're sharing that with people and you become close so quickly. And whilst you can't ever understand what somebody else is going through at all, you know, there's commonalities, you know, people.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, someone who's lost a child meeting another mother who's lost a child. Yeah. I mean, I can't relate to that.
No.
Whereas they can.
Of course.
Each other.
Yeah, exactly. Can I ask you, so if someone was to go on a grief retreat, what would be involved? Like how would it kind of pan out for them?
So I usually go to a really nice location. It has to be in nature. My next one is in Delphi in Connemara. We've done a few there in Connemara.
Oh, it's stunning. Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere. Yeah. It's so remote, but it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
We would do things like we'd meet, we'd have a yoga room, we would do meditations, we would do sound baths. It's about like gently,
lovely.
I suppose, finding ways to relax as well. We would do a bit of journaling. Chatting, a big part of it really is mixing with the other people. We have downtime, we have a glass of wine.
Good.
You know, on one of the retreats, we got up at 6 a.m, we went and we did a bit of boxing on a remote beach, and then a lot of them just got into the sea afterwards. And the laughter when they were coming out.
Great.
It's healing, you know.
Definitely. Mm. You talked there a little bit about journaling. Tell me, and you're an advocate of journaling. Mm. Talk to me a little bit about that. What's involved in that?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm a talker.
Yeah, me too.
But not everybody is.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I was thinking was trying to introduce different ways that might help somebody else. Maybe if they're not a talker, if they can write their feelings and kind of get it out that way.
Yeah.
So I do prompted journaling. So I'll start the sentence like, for example, you know, today I miss...
Okay.
And then they'll fill it out. Sometimes we do a letter to okay. our loved one, which is so powerful, so emotional.
Yeah.
Maybe things you didn't get to say.
Yeah.
And again, when I do these retreats, I always stress them. It's optional. It's not like I'm going to hold you there and say, you yeah. have to do this. It's just dipping into things. And if you say, you know what, that's really not for me, fine. Maybe boxing is for you. Maybe that's the way yeah. you get it out, you know?
That's really interesting. I love the idea of a sound bath. So that sort of meditation, people who aren't familiar with meditation, you know, how does the sound bath work and how does that feed into meditation and stuff?
So I suppose it's the vibrations of, you know, they're like big gongs.
Yeah.
And little bells and sound bowls. It's just really relaxation. It's just another technique to switch off and sometimes be still with your thoughts. A lot yeah. of times we're running away from our thoughts. Mm. And, you know, there's a lovely saying that says, you know, you can't get over grief. You can't go around it, but you kind of have to go through it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with something like that, again, not for everybody, but some people adore it. And it's also about looking after yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of people really don't look after themselves when they're grieving, and it's self-care, you know?
It's very hard to sit with your thoughts sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Like, because it's, you know, either have a phone or you have telly or you have a podcast on or you have, you know, white noise or whatever it is, but it's something to distract. It's very rare to actually day to day to just sit with your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the world we live in now, isn't
yeah.
it? It's just noise all the time. And that's why people get, I mean, the response from these retreats is huge.
Yeah.
People are still saying, I still think about it. And it's also giving you time to be with your person in a way. You get to spend that weekend dedicated to them. You know, there's no more birthdays, there's no more celebrating. And in a way, I ask them to take a photo and we display their photos for the weekend. Again, optional. But it's so lovely in a way because you get to see all these beautiful people and you remember them because we
yeah.
don't get a chance to do that anymore.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, it is. It's true. You were talking there, you talked about the meditation, you talked about the journaling, you know, the boxing sounds really cool. And, you know, you said about grief being like a fingerprint and what works for one person might not work, or they may not feel ready, you know, to dive into something. You said, you know, we don't force anybody to do anything. It's about trying different
yeah.
bits to see what kind of resonates with you, is it?
Yeah. And look, I think people know themselves if they're ready for
yeah.
this kind of thing. You know,
sure, yeah.
People
yeah.
have asked me, do you think, should I go? I'm like, look, the answer is within you. If you feel it's calling to you,
yeah.
then you probably should.
Yeah.
You know, as you said, it's so unique for everybody. It's so different.
Yeah.
But there's such a comfort in being a room full of people who do get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have that space in day-to-day life, as I say. Friends, I hear that a lot, you know, maybe who mightn't have had a loss. It's very hard to go on or
yeah.
feel safe enough to talk about it.
That's interesting, that point, because if you haven't, sometimes it feels talking about, you know, and grief requires, for some, a lot of people, requires a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
And you do feel like you're landing it on people, you know, who haven't
burning the ear.
Exactly. Burning the ear off people
yeah.
who don't have the same experience. So I love that idea that you can kind of, all of these people are here to burn the ears off each other,
yeah,
basically.
Absolutely.
If
yeah.
they want to, or, you know, yeah. if they want to, obviously.
I just think it's so important that, you know, just because somebody has died in our life, it doesn't mean we never want to speak about them
yeah.
again. And that's why with the page alongside the retreats, I'm trying to educate. People are scared and I don't blame them. Language is very tricky around grief.
Oh my God.
People are afraid to mention the word suicide. You know,
absolutely.
They're terrified.
Yeah.
But that's very isolating for a person.
We have text here. I completely understand why people bond over shared grief. I lost a parent, and the friends who have also lost a parent are the ones who really knew what to say, when to say it or not say when I was in the depths of my grief. I also think that the main issue for somebody who hasn't experienced loss is that you don't know what to say, but you often don't need to say anything. You just need
True.
To be there and you need to listen.
The most feedback I get is to say something rather than nothing and
yeah.
just say, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, people have great intentions. They really do.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I find it hard myself. But it's again, people are returning to work after COVID and there's
yeah.
no mention of their loss.
So true.
Yeah.
And I noticed this massively over the last year, particularly. You haven't seen some people that you work with for like 2 years anything could have happened mm-hmm. in that time. You know, people who you aren't necessarily very close with, but you'd see a lot of because you're in work. Anything could have happened to them and you've no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And unless somebody tells you, you don't know.
And so then do you say something?
That's
you know?
Exactly it. Because do you bring it all up for them then? Or
let's say somebody had a stillbirth and you're afraid.
Exactly that.
You know, people say, oh, I'm afraid of upsetting them. They're already upset. You
know? I know. Yeah, you know? That's so true. Yeah. Mm. Someone else said, I love the idea of it not being a sad occasion when mm-hmm. you attend grief retreats. I often feel like when I speak about my grief, the air leaves the room. People are so uncomfortable with grief, which I find so crazy considering that we'll all go through it at one stage or another.
Let me tell you, we have the best laughs as well. They're just brilliant people. And
good.
It's there's loads of tears, but there are plenty of laughs.
Good. Can I ask you about... when is your next grief retreat? Do you have them coming up shortly?
Yeah, I do. I have a weekend one in July 21st in Delphi. And then I have a one day retreat because some people said they couldn't make the full weekend.
Sure, yeah.
So I have a one day one in Cork and they're all on the website griefireland.com.
Brilliant, yeah. Cathy, thanks so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it, you talking to us this morning.
Not at all.
As you heard, Cathy Stritch runs Grief Retreats available in Ireland. You can follow her on Instagram at Grief Ireland and you can also get the latest information on upcoming events. If you've been to a grief retreat and you found it helpful or if you have experience of grief and have advice on what helped you, please do let us know. The lines are always open. Text is 51552 or the WhatsApp is 087 187 9200. Jen Zamparelli on RTE QFM.